Right?
I feel like taming the bean might be very similar to spanking the monkey, right?
Oh,
like,
that's because you're not going to spank a tame or like
kind of punishing it, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, but today I probably fucking shouldn't be because I'm bringing very little to the table. But the good thing is...
And my back already hurts.
Yes. Go ahead and call this one a relaxed fit.
Yes. My God, I've got my, like, pregnancy pants on. Because they come in a, like, 3XL, and my God, I need some relaxation at this point.
No.
I'm joined, as always, by my two cohorts that happen to be wearing both blue garments.
You know, we woke up this morning.
Time out.
That sounds like it was
Larry.
Together.
That's Larry, and that's Allie. So.
We did not wake up together.
I
woke up this morning and I texted Allie and I was like, hey, we're wearing blue today.
You bitch, we did not.
Nah. And he was like, and we're specifically not going to tell Daniel because that fucking sorry sack of shit hasn't put anything on the spreadsheet.
I actually texted Larry and I said, I'm wearing that blue dress from the Gap with the pockets that we both have, so don't wear yours, it'll be embarrassing.
And then I was like, damn it, I was going to wear my stilettos with it, but now what am I going to do?
Yeah. Which, honestly, if you haven't seen Larry's meat blocks and stilettos, they pump his calves like no other.
Oh, God damn it. I hate myself already.
Oh, my God.
And it's not even... sundown.
Nope.
Oh my God.
But you know, like they say, sun's out, balls out.
That's not what they say.
Gotta get your stretchy boys out.
Oh no.
So we were supposed to wear pants this week. Fuck.
This like we're newly gonna start wearing pants when we never
thank
do.
Thank you. God, we're all porky pigging it here, so
God.
Oh my God. Well, so how are you guys weeks? Thus
long
far.
As
long.
Shit.
How long?
I don't know.
So just for the listeners out there, we record on Thursdays, So this is a couple days ago. But this week has seemed like fucking forever.
Like, we had Monday off. Yeah. Like, yeah. Most anybody had Monday off to observe the 4th.
Yeah.
So we...
But and dude,
still,
my eyes are hurting from observing it.
But like by the end of Wednesday, I was like, God damn, I've already worked 4 days. I'm like, no, I haven't. It's not even, what?
Dude, it was, yeah.
I think it's because,
for me specifically, it's because everything has moved slow. Mm. And I was telling Allie today, I was like, I feel like shit. And I think it's because I haven't drank since Sunday. I was like, I may have a problem.
Dude. No, I like, honestly, I'm right now I've got, like, back sweat just because this Guinness hasn't gotten into my bloodstream quick enough.
Dude, so. I went on a hike on Monday, and it was the shortest fucking hike. Also, I hate hikes, and I have said before, I have a note on my phone being like, don't hike, you hate it. But it was really, really short. It was legit 0.3 miles, okay?
Okay.
That does not count.
Okay.
My legs are so fucking sore.
Really?
And I'm like... move ever do
once
anything
again, once again I told this bitch over here before she went on that hike, I was like, you're going on a hike, you have a note that says do not go on a fucking hike ever, you're going on it, I do not want to hear you bitching about your legs hurting for the next 3 weeks. And what's the first thing she does?
My legs. No, for real. It was a cool little place. It was Ozone Falls, out near like Harriman. I don't know. It was in the boonies.
Okay.
But it was
normally where the woods are.
Sure. Yeah. But it was a nice little thing. But it was so steep. and yeah. I'm fucking short, so like I don't climb stuff.
I like, can just imagine so, like
shut
your,
up.
Your short little fucking steps.
It just is pitter patter.
Just walking like a fucking a clan of what do you call them?
What penguins?
The pink flamingos. Just
that's absolutely me on a hike, looking like a fucking flamingo. I am not that leggy.
I also don't know what a group of flamingos is.
A flamboyance.
No.
Really? I swear to God.
Holy shit.
That makes sense.
Also, the alliteration. I mean,
you would that think that nice. A group of peacocks would be a flamboyant.
Yeah.
Of peacocks is called a...
It's definitely not a pod.
Muster.
It's a muster?
No, my favorite, everybody knows the best one.
Ravens?
Crows.
Crows, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's crows.
Yeah.
Yeah, murder
okay,
of crows.
Also,
murder of crows, come on. That's awesome.
Ravens have a few, and one of them is an unkindness of ravens, which rules.
That is super cool. My God, that's my new emo band.
Oh my God.
Well, I had some stuff go down this week.
Did you?
You always do.
I know. So we did the Farragut 4th of July parade with Finn. And this is just a quick mention. It was absolutely the cutest thing ever, but obviously nobody's own child is ugly, you know, so.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They would stop every once in a while and do like a demo. And Finn refused to get out of the fucking wagon that we brought. And he's just eating pretzel sticks.
Hold on. Pause.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you were hauling a wagon?
No.
Have you seen me? Like, literally anybody that specifically knows me in person, they're like, dude has a fucking ass that is like, it is half of his weight.
When
like,
you wore leggings to be Callie for Halloween, people are still talking about it. Okay?
Man, embarrassing. I'll show myself out. Bye! But anyway, so he refuses to get out of the fucking wagon. He's just like, snack time for literally... We were there from start of the parade was like 9:45. We dipped at like 11. So we were walking for like a minute, you know. We drive home, stop the car, get out. First thing that Finn says, I want to go on a walk.
What? No.
I said, we just had a walk with an audience.
I said, I did not say this, but I wanted to say, fuck you, because you could have walked for the past fucking hour and a half, you know. Anyway, oh, my God, it was that. So the other thing that I wanted to mention, holy fuck, and I know that I already gave Allie a kind of intro to how my day started today, because I'm attempting to work out and whatever. I thought that it was going to give me... Supposedly, it's supposed to give you more energy. It doesn't. It just makes you fucking tired all the time.
Yes.
Well, so I'm like, I'm really going to, you know, I already did it yesterday. I'm going to do it today, and then I'll give myself a day and whatever. So I'm like running on the side of Hardin Valley, and... I hit a fucking swarm of gnats.
Oh.
So I'm like trying to blink and get them out of my fucking eyes. And I'm like, you know, trying to like spit them out. Another one.
Who the fuck are you, DJ Khaled?
Another one. No, dude, I'm telling you, literally, when I got home, I had to take a fucking preliminary shower. What? And I'm sorry, I jumped ahead in my story. Hit five swarms of gnats, okay? I had them all, because I'm obviously sweating.
Yeah.
I had them all down my fucking arms and legs. They were tangled in, like, my beard, everything.
You might as well just gone to a car wash.
Dude, no shit. And so then I start walking because I'm like, I got to get this shit out of my mouth and eyes to finish my fucking run. And so I start walking. I walk, I get stuff out, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. A trash truck goes by. So I'm just deep inhalations of spoiled asshole. Like,
that's the best.
Dude, it was just terrible. Well, so I get home, take a shower, everything's good, make a breakfast for Finn. Dead, dried out gnats are falling out of my fucking beard.
It's like, protein, man.
Dude, it was just, let me put it this way, I would not recommend. 0 out of 10. 0 out of 7 would recommend.
0 out of 1.
Yeah. The last thing that I was going to mention for intro stuff, are either of you familiar with the mayor of Easttown?
Yeah.
No.
No? It's on HBO.
It's like a slow burn crime show.
Dude, everybody says slow burn.
It's not.
It's fucking really good.
Yeah. No, I keep meaning to watch. I like a slow burn. As yeah. long as I know it's a slow burn. Like, if you tell me it's like an action thriller, well, then no. I'm like, okay.
And it's not. It's definitely not. Yeah, yeah. But it's like, it keeps you interested because the plot is constantly changing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
How do you know something about TV?
I know, right? I was like, dude, I didn't think that you saw
I
a TV.
I know about...
Is it a book?
I don't think so.
I was going to say
the only way she
that's
would
a good
know.
Point.
No,
man.
I know about it's crime. It's crime.
Yeah, true. Okay,
but
true.
I know about so many shows and movies and not. No, I know about shows. Like, I recommend shows to Greg all the time. Like,
yeah.
Greg from the bar. He'll be like, "What should I watch?" I'll be like, "I have not watched any of these, but I've heard many reviews. Here
but,
is what
but
is
time
next."
Out. How did they even come across? How did they even come across your like desk?
Podcasts. There's a really good podcast called Crime Writers On, and it's four people who write crime-related stuff, but they kind of shoot the shit, but they talk about a lot of pop culture stuff, so okay. anything true crime or anything like that's fiction but feels like true crime, they okay. review so much stuff, and it's just, even if I'm not going to watch it,
yeah.
also they're really good about saying, like, if you want to hear what we think about it without spoilers, here is the timestamp for that. Really cool.
Gotcha.
Really good podcast. But
that sounds like... there's some effort that's put in.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Can't relate.
Because I'm like,
what's that like?
Fast forward 5 minutes, and Larry's like, 5 fucking minutes? You're going to talk about this shit for 5 fucking minutes? And I'm like, all
no,
right,
but,
you're right.
But also
minute,
just...
minute and a half.
Just like Twitter and TikTok and people's Instagram stories and just weird Facebook groups I'm in.
Dude,
I don't
when
know,
we,
man.
When we were watching... Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Megan and I never could stay up that late.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And
then something
is
that big, you can't avoid a spoiler.
Dude, we had to do
you
media blackout
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
until Monday afternoon
yeah.
or Monday evening or
yeah.
whatever. It was just, yeah, it was crazy.
It's exhausting.
But yeah, it is. It's exhausting avoiding spoilers, man. But yeah, for anybody out there that's into true story or true crime, not true crime. Fuck. Just crime.
Just crime.
Yeah. Is it literally just crime?
It's just crime. It's fiction. So
okay.
it's just
So crime. It's not true.
It's
God. Is that what fiction means?
It is a...
Larry. You son of a...
Google says it's a crime drama.
Yeah, it is. It
yeah.
is.
Because yeah, yeah.
there's definitely some weird
yeah.
shenanigans. So
I actually have been meaning to watch it, but Mary specifically told me not to watch it until all the episodes came out, because otherwise I would be like, okay, what happens next?
So, oh shit, yeah. I didn't realize that it was like
yeah,
being released piecewise.
I think it came out like week by week.
Okay.
I'm pretty, yeah, yeah, the release date show, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, for anyone out there, the listeners, crime drama, if you're into that, I didn't think that it was as slow of a burn as it was kind of, well, Matt, you know who you are. I guess I have to specify Matt M was like, it's a slow burn first couple episodes. Megan and I were like, we want to watch all of it right now.
Well, a good slow burn,
it was a good hook,
wrote
man.
You right in. Like, even though it's not like
yeah.
nonstop stuff happening, it still like ropes you in where
it's
you're like
when you get a little schmutz on you.
Like, when you can feel that shit's building up.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, that's what makes you like a book or a show or something
yeah.
where you're just like, okay, what's gonna happen?
Dude.
So, yeah.
And it has some fantastic, like, cliffhanger kind of stuff.
Can you
speak? Talking.
My name's Daniel, and I learned English today. Anywho, anybody else got anything?
No, I'm ready to get into this.
Let's get into some stories.
I have the perfect opening story.
Get at it.
So you know how prior to recording, we were just talking about how Japan has said that the Olympics would be closed to the public.
Correct.
Because of apparently another wave of COVID.
It's the wave!
That's what we need right now. Well,
we just did a three-person wave. Sorry.
It was pathetic, as you can imagine.
As we covered last week, Australia also had a shutdown pretty recently. And when I found this one, I did a double take on the date that the article was written, mm-hmm. because I thought it was going to be July 1st of 2020. But no, this article came out from Metro in the UK mm-hmm. on July 1st, 2021.
Ah.
And when I tell you that you have an entrepreneur out here, right, that is making the most out of a pandemic, is this guy. And I'm surprised no one thought of this, because if I owned a machine like or like what I'm about to talk about,
it would be great.
So, man fills claw machine with the loo rolls. Man fills claw machine with loo rolls as COVID panic buys buying grips Australia. So, just like in the U.S., right?
If you don't wash enough British and Australian stuff, loo roll is toilet paper.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was like, loo. I had to look at the spelling. Yeah.
All right. So, just like what happened in the U.S. when COVID first hit, right? You know, people were flocking because apparently COVID makes you shit a lot. No, it doesn't.
Okay, real talk. Hold up. I use toilet paper every time I pee. I am your most hydrated friend. I pee a lot. If I were working from home and not going out and doing anything, I'm peeing at home a lot more than I was. I'm using a lot more toilet paper.
Yeah, but you guys don't have like a bathroom rug that you just scoot on?
Like a dog?
Yeah, but I'm like, Megan, hold my heels. It's like an upside down wheelbarrow.
Oh my God, I'm gagging. I can't.
So this story begins by saying there are a few rolls of toilet paper to be found on the supermarket shelves, but with a bit of luck, Aussies can win one in an arcade game.
Right? I kind of like this
essentially,
because I love claw machines.
Essentially, what this dude did, this fucking genius, what he did was he bought a bunch of fucking toilet paper, and just put rolls of toilet paper in his claw machine that he owns. And charged, let's see here, I think it was $2 to play.
Holy sh!
For your chance.
That's $2 dues right there, man.
For your chance to, you know, claw a roll of toilet paper.
Okay, $2 is only $1.49 still, in the U.S.
That's a roll.
I know, I'm just giving you shit. No, literally.
Wait, time out. That's actually not terrible.
If you use Cottonelle.
Use cotton.
I do too.
I would make it one ply just to fuck with people.
I know, right? I'd do Scots. Scots that just like scratches that fucking cornhole. It leaves you like with PTSD.
The kind that when you wipe your ass, it like falls apart in your hand as you're wiping.
You realize you're literally just scooping shit out of your butt.
The Charmin bears are listening to us and just shaking their heads.
Yeah. So, Breeden Right invites people to test their skills on a toy soldier machine, which costs $2, Australian dollars, obviously. They're koala dollars for those that don't know. To play and give users three attempts to bag a bog roll, I guess is another
term. They call
term.
That too, yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I love it.
I kind of like the bog roll thing more than the loo roll.
Yeah.
Loo's more like UK, isn't it?
Yeah.
The loo?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
He told the Townsville Bulletin, it started off as a joke.
Townsville is the fakest name I've ever heard of.
But you put the word bulletin in front of it, then you know.
Sure.
It's legit. It's a legit you know, newspaper.
Do not wink at me. Not ever.
Did I wink?
You just did. Now? I swear you winked.
Man, am I having a stroke?
Oh, right. God, Larry.
It started off as a joke between friends about toilet paper shortage. They all think it's hilarious and a great idea. You just have to look at it have to look at the bright side of life during these uncertain times. I fucking hate that saying. Can we not say uncertain times? Oh my God.
I'm so glad that finally went away with everybody being like, in uncertain times,
or
Hershey's is there for you. And it's like, yeah. Fuck off, Hershey's. You've always been there for me.
Yeah, seriously. Or like the, oh, this is completely unprecedented.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, everything was completely unprecedented in 2020. At this point, there is nothing that's unprecedented. Everything happened in 2020.
For real. So, as they say, a day without laughter is a day wasted. So, what essentially started out as a joke, now people, unfortunately, of the Townsville locals, whatever. Mm. Unfortunately for Townsville locals, they have to wait for the chance to win a role as the Queensland government enforces a 3-day lockdown on Tuesday, which was last Tuesday, I believe. So, yeah, Great Sydney's also in lockdown, which just runs for 2 weeks until for the following Friday, which is July 9th, so tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is already happening there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's already Friday there.
Are they ahead?
Australia is like, yeah.
So...
are they ahead? I'll show myself out.
Damn, we were off to a great start.
God.
This has not...
Does anybody else smell that? Did I poop myself again? Fuck.
This doesn't have much to it, but it caught my eye because I was like, damn it. If I would have thought of this, like if I could go back into the past and I could buy a claw machine... And then just set it outside of Kroger with a shit ton of toilet paper.
I would have done it at Walmart.
Yeah, that too. And charged.
But charge a little bit less.
Yeah.
And make the arms really,
really
weak.
Flimsy. So they're like, oh, fuck.
Ah, fuck.
Tabitha,
give me another one spot.
You're just going to shred it when you try to pick it up with the claw.
Just make it wet. Just put wet toilet paper rolls in there.
Oh, my God. Have you ever dealt with a toilet paper roll that got wet and then dried out?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Then it's crinkly.
Oh, my God.
It really shows you how dirty your water is, too, because it stains. Like, there's a water stain on it.
So, real quick tangent. So, went to the lake with a couple friends this past week, or I guess on Monday. Anyway, previous Monday. And we went to this spot in the lake that apparently is only about like 4 or 5 feet deep. So boats can run through, but you can, if you get out,
boats
you can
don't stay. Run, Daniel.
My God. They can,
I believe
they don't
in
drive.
Boats. If they want,
what do? Propel
they,
through?
They boat.
They boat? They
boat. Boat is also a verb.
The boat through.
Fuck that verb.
They go.
When they doot through the water, real quick like. But so when you got out of the boat, you could stand up. Well,
you could stand up. 5 feet of water's on my forehead.
Well, that's a good thing. No, and that's what Megan said. Megan's like, I need a life jacket. And I was like, I can stand up. And she goes, I am fucking way shorter than you. Yeah. Like, and I was like, touche.
I mean, I can tread water. I don't need a life jacket. Megan.
Yeah. But no. Well, no. We were drinking also.
Yeah, well,
so.
That's fair.
And it's like the
maybe
when
I'm
you,
too lazy.
When you wear it down here, just like the water diaper, and like you can just
see. I don't need
peace.
A life jacket. My titties hold me up.
Oh my
so
God,
we're good.
My ass holds me up. The problem is my
you'll
face
drown.
Is underwater.
Face down, ass up.
Oh, oh no. Damn it, Luna, I love you.
Wait. Real quick tangent. From your quick tangent.
Oh, shit. We're tangenting on the tangent.
Tangception. So, I had to take a guy's ID today and his driver's license, right?
Mm.
And I go to make a copy of it for our records. And you know on your driver's license you have to sign your name? So, sometimes people don't. They just sign, like, weird shit.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. There was one a while back that was really good. I'll think of it later. My man today, okay, signed No Limit.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to fucking, what's Sir. His name?
So you're 19, you live in Knoxville. Yeah. No limit what?
No limit soldiers, Allie.
I know, but like what?
Yeah, what was that from?
It's a...
rap?
Yeah. Damn, what's his name? I keep wanting to say P. Diddy, but it's not P. Diddy. Yeah. It's...
Oh.
He is so irrelevant that...
Sarah is yelling because she told me earlier, and I can't think of who she's
saying. It's G-Eazy.
No, it's Lil Bow Wow's dad.
Oops.
Search who Lil Bow Wow's dad is.
I thought Snoop Dogg was Lil Bow Wow's dad.
What the fuck?
Okay, that would track because... Shut the fuck up.
Alfonso Moss? What?
Yeah, what's his rap name?
Well, fuck, I don't know. Shad Moss?
No, search No Limit Soldiers.
That's... What? No. What you said?
Okay. Master P.
Master P. There it is.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Wait, I thought Lil Romeo was his kid.
One of those. One of those.
One of the Lils.
One of the Lils.
This is the worst thing, and I'm sorry. Anyway, quit signing your name as... What am I... I had a dude who signed his name T-Money.
T-Money.
Like, he wrote out T-Money. So and his name was, like, Travis.
So, this is my question. Does that matter?
No.
So, like, you can sign your, like, if you're signing other stuff, do you have to sign it T-Money?
Well, I mean, if you plan on buying a money order, I don't know. Like, because.
I have never seen somebody try to match up your license signature to anything.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know a situation that they're going to do that.
So. I don't either.
But. Anyway, back to your So, woo, wait, here we go. Now back to mine. You might have wondered how I got in 4 foot of water. Or 4 feet. 4 foot. I'm from Granger County. Anywho.
I'm just used to maters.
God, that's another story. No. Anyway. Stop. No. Stop saying things. Anyway. So we got out of the boats. And they were talking about how the people that we were with were talking about how sometimes when you're walking around on that red clay, which is
you get
the
stuck lake in bit, it.
No, it stains stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. So we sat out there for like, I don't know, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, something like that. And I'm like walking around. It stained my toenails for a couple days.
Yeah.
And then. Well, when I got back, I took my shorts off, and since I'm a dad now, I have to wear shorts with liners, you know? I can't wear board shorts anyway.
Hey, man, you have to have support for them, you know, dangly boys.
Oh, yeah. God. But, dude, it looked like I had shit myself because it had, like, settled down at the bottom, and I was like, Megan, did I shit myself?
You
like,
what happened? Taken him to a cleaner's and be like, can you get this out?
I'm here about my shit stain.
Yeah. Went to the lake, shit myself. Y'all help me.
Sometimes whenever you start a random tangent story, I lose where you were going with it. And I'm glad that you remember where you were going with it because this started off with stains, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay. Totally. Yeah, dude, sometimes I fucking like lose it. I'm the one that calls for a tangent and then I'm like... Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
I do that sometimes. I'll be telling somebody a story. And I'm like, where was I? What was the point of telling you this thing?
I'm like, that train of thought just left the station, brother.
Oh, man.
Anywho. Rock and roll. So.
It's up to
Adam. Where are we going from here?
We are finally going back to Slate.
Slate. Right.
And the fiction.
Is that the Pornhub entry? No. we need a Slate entry.
I know. I need to come out. I need to round some stuff up for that. But honestly, Slate's been letting me down lately. It's been very, I was going to say hit or miss, but just miss.
Right?
The one kind was really grizzly, yeah. But most of them are just so bland. Like, it'll be like, I don't know. I don't really like my boyfriend. And they're like,
should I let him suck my toes? Come on, man. You know?
So this one is...
Time out, Larry.
What?
Have you ever sucked a woman's toes?
No, we're not... No, I don't want the answer to this.
No.
I haven't either.
I am relieved at the answer to this.
I was just wondering.
No, I'm trying to think, but I don't know. Okay. I think it's one of those things that I would remember.
Yeah. Oh,
also,
no.
Toes are gross. Like,
Their feet. They're connected to the foot.
Well, like,
right?
Even if you take a shower and even wash your legs and feet.
I was about to say.
And get out of the shower, then you're stepping on the floor as soon as you're out of the shower. And even if you've, like, cleaned your floor that day, it's still the floor, man.
Plus, I project. Kind of. And so it's like, I don't want to suck Megan's toes because if she ever went near my feet trying to suck my toes, I'd be like, no, you don't want to. I promise you. I don't care what you're into. You don't want to.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, I don't want. No. Also, I have two cats. They use a litter box and then they walk around the house. So, like,
gross.
Then I'm walking around the house.
Oh.
And then I'm.
Yeah.
Ma'am, can I. You know, suck your toes. It's for research purposes. I promise.
Back to Slate. So, this person wrote in and said, I'm a woman who's been married to my husband for 6 years. Every few months or so, we get an argument because he feels like we don't have sex enough and I don't initiate enough. But it's because he's gross. So
sounds like,
I feel like this one's kind of believable. Yeah. Like, and also I just think it'll be good to talk about, but, she has to ask him to brush his teeth in the morning. She has to ask him to wipe the leftovers dripping from his chin after every meal. Yeah.
Was he raised by wolves?
Right.
Was he eating at the local glory hole?
Does he fuck with the war?
Then she has to ask him to wash his hands after he uses the bathroom every day. And he laughs at her and says she's a germaphobe.
No,
my man, you're an 8-year-old.
Like, I enjoy cleanliness.
Yeah. So she says if she kind of pushes it, he gets defensive and, like, says she's nagging him. And he's like, let me guess.
Next time you want to make me wipe after I take a shit?
That's super gay and I'm not doing that.
Yeah. He's like, I just switched my underwear. Now get back in. This guy sounds like he would be like, now get back in the laundry room, woman, and wash my whitey tighties because they ain't so white these days.
Get them stains out.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't think I'm asking too much and it's definitely affecting our sex life. How can I get across him that if he cleaned up his act, I would want to fuck him? And, like, the replies, they actually, like, the guy and the woman porn star both replied to this. Huh. And
porn star.
Stoya.
You failed to mention this.
Here, let me look her up real quick.
Stoya?
No.
I really don't know who this is.
She answers some of these. Usually Rich answers the stuff, but sometimes Stoya does. And
I thought you meant the wife was a porn star.
No. The answerer of the Slate column sometimes.
Okay. I'm so confused.
I think she's got, like, fleshlights modeled after her and stuff. Like, she's apparently a pretty big one.
Well, okay, let me tell you something about fleshlights.
Wait, like a big one and, like...
No, not like that. Big time.
Here's the thing about fleshlights.
Oh, God.
The inside of a fleshlight, they're all the same. It's just the outside.
They're all the same. Tight.
God! We are ditching that.
They only mold the outside of the fleshlights. For obvious reasons, you can't stick
mold. The outside's just a can.
No. He's talking about the front, like the
labia.
Labia.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only thing that they mold.
The curtains, not the tunnel.
I guess you couldn't really make an impression. Like, okay, so have you ever had, like, braces or anything and you've had to get, like, a mold at the... You can't do that with a vagina.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
And that does make sense. And I never
It's cosmetic.
About that.
Yeah, so essentially it's just like a rifled barrel in there.
Now you're speaking my language.
Show title.
Now, you guys can't...
Rifled barrel. Right?
You guys listening can't see, but the tiny bit of soul that remained in my body just left. I am fully...
Is that hyphenated?
Soulless.
No, but it's italicized.
What does that mean? I don't know. I'm trying to turn.
This one's you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's better. Okay. So...
My ears are... No, just kidding.
Okay, so basically the two of them tag team answering this and they're going back and forth and they're like, Stoya, the porn star, is like, you know, people talk about, like, being, like, romantic and, like, sexually compatible, but, like, there's other stuff that matters. Like, you couldn't date a girl with unshaved armpits and that's fine. That's a preference and that's fine. But, like, this is also, like...
Have I said that before?
Yeah, we talked about it on here.
Oh. Well.
But basically.
He's like, I'm going to walk that back a little bit. Like, I don't know. I'm open to this.
Have you been creeping on my Tinder bio?
Sometimes I forget what all I mentioned on here.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when I'm editing, I'm like, huh, that happened.
Well, so she's like, there's other stuff that's just as much of a factor in a relationship, like your fucking hygiene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, yeah, I think the husband doesn't realize that hygiene's for everyone. Like, what you do with your body is up to you, but part of it just amounts to being civil.
Yeah.
And like, that's such a good way to put that.
How did he not die of COVID, this guy, if his hygiene is so bad?
Well, honestly,
probably
because
no one comes near him.
Well, there was so much other bacteria that was fighting the virus that he's like, they're like, the virus is just, you know, it's like, fuck it, man.
It's like, no, I don't want to
live. The E. coli and the fucking like listeria and all that shit can have it.
So basically they're going back and forth, and the guy is gay, and he says, I'm not really concerned with deodorant, and I actually prefer men not to wear it. And I'm like, have you met men?
Gross.
What? So,
yeah.
But they're just kind of going back and forth, and they're like, I almost wonder if being clean is, like, they're likening being clean to being mature. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you that you're gross and you need to pay attention to your hygiene, and you're just like, you're nagging me. Like,
Well, so I've got a question.
Yeah.
Do people know
that they smell?
That they smell?
Probably not. They're probably like, what's it called? Smell blind or,
yeah.
You know, nose blind too. Because, you know, okay, so I'd compare it to your house smell.
How you feel like your house doesn't have a smell.
You guys walk in here and you're like, yeah, they have a child.
Like, I was telling Allie one day about how I don't hate cats. I hate the litter boxes.
Yeah. Sure.
And you can always tell when someone has a cat because you can smell the litter box.
But it's that ammonia, right?
Yeah. And she said, no.
Because their piss is fucking.
Yeah. She was like, no, there are certain things that you can get, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you can smell it. You just don't smell it because live it.
Depending on where you have it.
Yeah, and there's also a difference in how often you clean up after your cats, how well you keep up your house in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you've got four cats and you do their litter once a month, your house stinks.
Oh, yeah.
I
had a friend growing up that was like that, and I would go over there and be like, ugh. Like, I'm like 12, and I'm like, your house
who
gross?
Needs four cats?
Dude, right? And they just...
No. I mean, like, I understand two. Just because.
Thank you.
Well, no, I understand too, because it's like one might get lonely.
Yeah.
Two, they at least can fight.
Yeah. Yeah. At the very least. Yeah.
So it's like, but past that, it's like,
yeah.
Back in 2000, I want to say 11 ish, going into 2012, I used to mess around with this girl that, you know, she was pretty good looking, but there were two weird things about her.
Mm-hmm.
One, she kissed open mouth and like really rough.
Oh.
Like really like
a tongue puncher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I dated one of those.
And she would like try to swallow your whole mouth.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And are you sure she wasn't sure if you were like, she was resuscitating you or kissing you?
Larry, I regret to inform you that was a literal catfish.
and it was always underwater, and she had these like long things
on her face.
No.
And if you took her out of water, she was like, meh, meh, meh. You know that sound they make?
The second thing was that her armpits always smelled like she had been working out. Like, it's that pungent.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sweaty. Onion kind of, right? Yeah. Oniony.
But it was all the time. Yeah. It was all the time. And I almost wanted to ask, do you wear deodorant? But then I knew that if I asked that.
There's no stepping that back. Like, there's no, like, well I was just. I just wondered what smell of deodorant.
Yeah,
like,
I just wondered what type. You know,
like,
especially someone you're dating. It'd be different to do to a friend.
I wasn't dating her.
Have you considered deodorant? Let's
make that clear. I wasn't dating her.
Okay, but you were fooling around.
Well, and she must have been at least good enough.
yes, I could put up with
perpetuate this,
because it wasn't a relationship.
I'm trying to.
Sure,
it was one of those you can navigate around it for you know the day or two of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah. Gotcha. The day or two. Of
I once got like okay. So you want to know how shallow I was back then? I don't even think I want to say this. No, I'm not even going to tell this.
No, you started it.
No.
Yeah. No. Honestly, at this point, wait. Time out. 3, 2, 1. This is Larry's corner.
Okay, so this is how fucked up it was. All right, so it got to the point where, like, I tried to find creative ways to, you know, air it out, like her armpit smells.
You're like, I would it be like in a wind tunnel.
So one day we were at a... One day we went to a
restaurant.
I will not name the restaurant because if for some reason this person hears it, they will know I'm talking about.
No, them. Dude, please. Yeah. So we make it anonymous.
We went to this restaurant, but what I'm about to say might give it away. I was like, hey, you know what would be fun if we hooked up behind the restaurant up here in this hill? Outdoors where the wind is blowing.
Oh my god.
And now I hate myself for saying
No, not at all. Not at all, because like honestly, dude, dating is so fucking weird. It's
and I could not be with somebody that was like just not hygienic. Like,
yeah.
It's different if you like you just worked out and you smell, okay, take a shower. But, like, if you just never bathe well, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, also,
just to defend myself here.
Sure.
This was in, like, 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
I was younger back then, and I was, like, just not giving a fuck. So,
for sure, that. Dude. Right. Yeah. No, I did.
To be clear, we still all do not give a fuck. But,
yeah. I'm not going to lie. I feel like, literally, with every year, and I was talking to my dad the other day, and he was just like, I just feel like I got to this point that I just don't give a fuck anymore. And I was like, damn.
Your
I was
dad
like,
said this?
Yeah, and I was like, Pops, I'm 35. Or I'm going to be 35, and I don't give a fuck.
Also, is there a fuck problem? At 25.
Also, Dad, welcome to the resistance.
Yeah, right? He's like, here, come outside, son. Look at this field. This is where I cultivate the fucks that I give.
Behold, it is barren.
Dry.
Yes.
Anyway, continue with your story.
That was really all I had about that, but I just thought that was interesting. Like, even if you really get along, if you're just gross, like, I can't, like, ugh. And... Yeah. She is trying to politely be like, hey, I don't want to bang you because you don't wash your ass. Or whatever, you know? Like,
and, man, I feel like this is a wife.
A wife. Yes. They've been married for 6 years.
So my question...
And he's like, we don't have sex enough. She's like, yeah, you don't wash yourself.
My question would be, did this develop?
I wonder about that. Yeah.
Excuse me. Because I know that really sometimes... I know sometimes, I mean, I've been friends with people that I'm just like...
Just kind of let themselves go. At some
point.
Or you just
like,
have a mental break and like you can't be bothered to be hygienic. And that's awful and sad. And I hope people like that get help.
Sure.
But like with him just being like, no, you're just bothering me. Like, no, man, it's that like, I don't want
to... No, this is... I'm just asking you to be the standard.
Like, brush your teeth.
Like, the
bar
is so low.
It's so low. Like, honestly, shower. I'm not even trying to limbo. I'm tripping over the bar. Like, that is how low. But,
My college roommate had, she worked in a restaurant, so she smelled very strongly of food.
Yeah.
She played softball and volleyball for her sorority, and she would only shower every, like, 3 or 4 days.
Gross.
Through, like, the summer, okay?
No, if you're working out, if you're doing some kind of, like,
you're working
activity,
out and you work in food?
Yeah.
I worked in food with thing, her, and I took a shower when I got off work every night. Like, and then I would go out after that. Like, I don't, like, no. So.
For sure.
She was dating a guy, and he would tell her, he'd be like, hey, you stink, go take a shower. And she thought it was funny. And I'm like, if a dude told me that once, I would have a complex, and I would be showering twice a day for the rest of my life.
Dude, I would,
like.
Which, I mean, like, I guess at this point with Megan and I, sometimes she'll be like, dude.
Sure.
Get in there, you know. Sure. And I'm like, I was at the trampoline park today with Finn. I did go balls to the wall.
I already had gotten my bath this week, Megan.
Yeah.
Is it the 15th already?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, can I talk to you all about a guy that was deciding to steal some sex toys?
Ooh.
Yes, please.
Love these.
Yes, yes, yes. From the Bradenton Herald, sex toys stolen in dual Bradenton burglaries, cops say. The suspect got away on none other than a scooter. Well.
Also, what state are we in?
So
this sounds like
I think this was the UK.
Yeah. No, you said this the other day, and I corrected you.
Oh my God! Wait, did I cover this?
No, we talked about it, but you didn't get to it.
Ah, son of a bitch!
Because I was all excited. Because I was like, oh hell yeah!
Did we? Did I?
You
find
didn't.
Out?
You didn't,
I didn't
cover
find
it.
Out.
It's Florida. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh, you said because it was the small place.
Yeah,
that,
it's really
yes.
close. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, my God. Like I said, please give me a bye this week, listeners. I'm not kidding. It's been one. So, anywho, without further ado. So there was a 55-year-old Palmetto man that's facing two counts of felony burglary after he broke into a pair of Bradenton adult video stores. According to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, I feel like the Manatee County Sheriff, like, he's just like,
he said,
where are they? Oh, they're over there.
Like, okay. He's an actual manatee.
Yeah. He just does a lot. You know. Have you ever? Okay.
Have ever what?
This is the thing about manatees that kind of kills me real quick. Not real quick tangent. Just real quick.
Just real quick.
The only reason they are, like, endangered and stuff is because they can't get out of the way of, like, boat motors.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're fat as fuck.
Well, but it's like...
They're slow.
They're not deaf. If you hear something
they're
fucking...
They're slow. Have you seen you a manatee? Can't... They're so slow.
Okay, if they're so slow, they can sink. Right?
Can they, though, with all that blubber?
They're pretty buoyant.
They are buoyant. Damn it. Anywho, I see this and I'm just like, I don't know. No wonder they're, like, struggling to solve
Officer
this.
Manatee.
Officer Manatee. Officer Manatee.
I can just see him with a cigar on the side of his
mouth. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really, the image that comes to mind is the cartoon of Alice in Wonderland, that it was the walrus and the chef or whatever, that they lure the clams back or whatever. I don't know. It hasn't
I didn't
been
watch
a while.
It, so I'm just listening.
You've never seen Alice in
Not
Wonderland?
Not the animated one. You said cartoon, right?
Yeah, from yeah. the, like, yeah. 50s?
I've watched the one with, what's this?
That one's okay, but the yeah. cartoon is...
Oh, you're talking about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Dude, you need to watch the, like, original
yeah,
one.
I think it's, I'm going to pass on that.
No.
I would not
You need to... No, get a six-pack of whatever... And or something else.
I don't
wink,
think.
Wink, 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 nudge, nudge.
I don't
it's
think
interesting.
That's part of Alice in Wonderland, but it is Lewis
oh,
Carroll.
Oh, it's 100%.
No, it's the same writer, but it's like its own poem. Like, I think it's a separate
thing.
No.
It might be book wise. It is in the animated film.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
So deputies say Craig Pierce burglarized the XTC adult superstore.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, I feel like they could be a little bit like more clever with the name.
Real quick. Have you noticed how all the sex shops are like superstores, but they're little as shit?
Oh
like,
yeah, totally.
It's a little hut. Like, how the fuck is this a superstore?
It's an upgrade from somebody's trunk.
Yeah.
Okay, I will tell you. I went to the Hustler store in Nashville when I was in college, and that thing felt like a Walmart or something.
Well,
that
that's
huge.
Hustler, but like these mom and pop ones are
yeah.
like
yeah.
large, super, like these huge signs that are like mega superstore. And
yeah.
then you walk in and it's like, what the
it's
fuck?
It's like, dude, wait, you only have two types of ponytail butt plugs? What the fuck?
You don't even have the rhinestone
this
ones?
This doesn't even come in brunette?
All right, so I am a male. I look at porn occasionally. What is with the rhinestone butt plugs?
It just makes it look pretty. I don't know. Like,
what's why can't
I,
it just
I don't,
be
I don't
natural?
Have a,
Allie,
so I'm just like, okay, if you don't want butt stuff, then I don't think you need a butt plug. That's so, like, I would if you're think. Just putting the rhinestone thing in there to not see it's the for
aesthetics.
Butthole.
No, it's for aesthetics.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
But, like, but it's just drawn. And also, like,
if you've said butt so many times. No, just kidding.
If we're not going to do butt stuff, then why are we putting stuff in the butt?
Why do we even have this podcast okay. if we're not going to do butt okay. stuff?
I will answer that question. I will answer that question, and I will put my own personal opinion on that.
Oh, God.
Here
y'all go.
There's a reason, and if you ever have had sex with someone that has a butt plug in, it makes things a whole lot more interesting on the other hole.
Okay.
Because it's...
Oh, you're talking about the
snugger.
Vagina?
Yeah. Snugger.
It's a little bit more, you know.
Okay.
Oh, they snug. Are close. Okay. Yeah.
It's a little bit more snug, and you also feel it, you know, with your dong. You feel it in there, and it does rub up against you.
I really.
If I'm not careful, my face is gonna freeze.
The
this
hand
way.
Motions that I have going on. So, like, okay, so you have this right, and here's the butt plug. So
I am once again quitting the podcast.
So I'm just gonna describe what's going on. Larry has his vape pen thing that is larger than a vape pen, and it's rubbing on the top of his finger. And honestly, I'm feeling it. He just took me from 6 to 12. Like, we might have to pause the podcast.
We might need to get the host.
I'm crying, and my head has imploded.
That makes more sense.
I'm unhooking all my equipment. I'm heading out.
I once stepped into a porn shop, and they had this this huge dildo. It had to be at least 3 feet tall, like the one the guy stole.
Yeah,
right. It was named the Great American Challenge. I want to know what, and it was decorated with like American flags and shit and like fireworks,
dude. And they had notches in it on the women that tried it and died.
Oh, like,
holy shit!
Anyway,
so yeah, wow.
So
okay.
How much stuff did he steal?
So, I know, right? So according to the arrest affidavit, surveillance video at CJ's captured Pierce before 7. He used a Brock to... A Brock?
A rock?
I'm going to go ahead and...
Try again.
A rock to break the store's window. And then he took... It says several items. So then he dips on a scooter. Deputies say Pierce stole several items of, quote, queen size, end quote, women's lingerie and various sex toys.
So does that, okay, so is that like porn speak for larger size?
I think queen size is usually like plus size. Is it, in like so pantyhose?
Princess size would be smaller. Smaller.
No. I would
princess
just think
sounds
that
underage,
they...
Larry. Watch out.
Fuck. Oh, shit. The FBI's here.
Oh, shit. Wee. Damn it. We need a siren one, too.
We haven't even broadcasted yet.
Oh, my God. They're always listening.
Oh, my God. Do we have phones in the room? Yes. Okay.
It does say the shit that he stole was valued at about $800.
Yeah. Huh. So, this at the second place, he picked up more women's apparel, a black wig, and
oh,
various...
I'm sorry, that's a dip.
A black wig.
Sorry,
a black
wig. Stole your thunder and no, got
no.
it wrong.
No, you're good. And various sex toys. So, I'm not really sure. First of all,
is this guy a serial dong thief?
This guy may be the guy that stole that dong. That he got
oh
away
my
with.
God! He like got out of jail and he's like, "Oh, y'all,
I've done it before.
Y'all
I can do
think
it again.
I'm finished. I'm just getting
Wasn't
started."
Wasn't that one in Florida as well?
I'm sure. Yeah,
probably.
Oh man,
it has to be,
dude. Yeah. So they make contact with him at his mobile home, and
found
all the dongs and everything from both burglaries.
No, these are my own. These is my own investment.
No. I bought that wig.
I can just imagine him hooking up his mobile home to a scooter trying to get away.
Yeah. It's just whining, just spinning the wheel. It's like,
was it a Razor scooter or was it like a battery scooter?
No, I'm assuming it was at least motorized.
It was just one of those scooters you can rent downtown. It's not even his.
Then the battery just runs out.
Dude, he's like, ah, fuck.
I saw a Mazda Miata with a trailer hitch the other day, and
oh,
I was like,
yeah.
"What
God.
Can you be hauling?"
Those are the.
It also had antique tags.
Was that the same
so,
one?
Yes. So, time out. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know if you guys know this
or
not.
I don't know this.
If your car is more than, I want to say, 15 years old.
This car was not 15 years old.
Okay. Well, I don't know about the antique tags then.
A Miata, yeah.
That one wasn't.
Yeah.
Did you say a Miata?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's no way, because Miatas...
If
it's older than a certain
Well, dude, model, we are in 2021.
No, hear me
2006?
Out. What? They can't be 15 years old. Like
I'm telling you.
I'm saying the registration for antique cannot be 15 years old.
I'm like I said, I could be wrong. Okay. But please, I'm anybody, sure anybody looking that it up lives right in now. Tennessee,
my best.
Anybody that lives in Tennessee or and wants to correct us, please do, because I legitimately don't know. Because maybe it's like 20.
Because
but it's not older. Much over.
You can get one that. This doesn't make any sense. This chart's weird. I don't fucking know.
So one of my buddies from high school wanted to get a DeLorean and keep it until it was an X antique. Number years so that he could get an antique plate. Because once you get an antique plate, dude, they're not
to renew
it, right?
Here's the thing that says they have to be 25 years or older.
Oh, okay.
So so DeLoreans, you can. There are literally DeLorean graveyards because there were such shitty cars.
I'm not arguing that.
They're so easy.
They could go. Wait a second. They could go back to the future.
Not without a fucking flux capacitor. You have to find a flux capacitor.
My man.
So, anyway, this fucking car. Okay, a little bit of knowledge.
It's got to be able to hit 88.
It's got me going now. Okay, so Mazda used to have a different symbol. That Miata had the newer Mazda symbol, which is the M.
You can change the symbol.
Yeah, but okay, whatever. I'll let you have this one.
This Miata was modded out. It had a trailer hitch, man.
Have you ever seen the Fast and the Furious? Well, it had the body kit. It didn't have any of the engine shit.
God. Do you know the new Fast and the Furious, they go to space? Like, they're running out of ideas.
Oh, no, dude. I'm telling you. One of my favorite things about the internet currently is all of the memes about family.
Yeah, the family.
I fucking love it because I love in the campiest way the Fast and Furious franchise. Yeah. And I mean, hell, dude, we literally just watched Fast 5 the other day. Yeah. And I was just like, I just love this shit because it's stupid things and really seemingly really expensive cars that it's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's mindless as fuck.
I feel like after Paul Walker died, they were like,
Yeah.
They're all phoning it in.
What else could we do?
I think, in my opinion, after the seventh, it's definitely kind of... Well, which there's only two, I guess, at this point. But I don't know. There's a soft spot in my heart because... It was just that was a fucking super silly but fun franchise. Yeah.
So if you're done with that, I'd like to get into one that's similar to what you were talking about, except it's not
porn.
Yes.
It's tacos. All right.
Okay. Listen, so back it in could be.
Is it a kink to fuck a taco?
Oh, no, time out. My question, is it a vertical taco?
Oh, I know. No? I see where you were going with that one. Okay.
There we go.
So we're going to travel back to the year 1981, right?
What a good year.
Okay. 1981.
Huey Lewis in the news had just put out, I don't know, nothing probably. anyway.
This gentleman by the name of Rolf Castell, he decided that he was so fucking hungry and he wanted cash that he was going to rob a taco truck. Right?
Yeah, I feel like that's,
But
that's where I would go to get a whole lot of cash at once.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
But, okay.
It's where I go to kill a whole lot of tacos.
What weapon would you use to rob a taco truck?
What
I
weapon?
Know you've already read the article. I just pulled it up and I'm mad that I saw it. You're not allowed to guess.
Okay. I have not pulled it up if we're talking about the article.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to at least say a pocket knife or something, right?
You're right.
But
I'm
going to
say, I'm just going
to
say
the
like
most
a
conventional
tie.
Way. The most conventional way to rob it.
Gun. How
a
about
gun,
that?
Right? This fool used a water gun.
And it is neon And
yeah, it's not even like a real looking gun.
It's not even like an airsoft kind of. Well, it's, obviously that's
my
not,
dude. It is a super soaker, turned, a mini super soaker.
He just turned his computer around, and I swear to God, it's a gun off of like Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah,
like,
it looks like
it's got a fucking
the original Space Jam.
It looks
how about
like,
that?
It looks like if you pulled the trigger, it would shoot out a tiny little squirt of water, and it would go. Like it would make some weird like it looks, space sound.
The rest of the water would drain out the handle, and you're like, I'm all out of water.
Can
ammo.
Only use this in the pool.
So for the listeners, let's go ahead and plug in the newsletter here. If you want to look
I'm
at it,
I'm already putting it. Yep.
If you want to look at it, it's it will be in the newsletter. Second of all, if you are not subscribed to the newsletter, shame on you. But I'm gonna describe this gun to you. So it's orange and green and yellow, but it looks like a Nerf gun. With a eggplant,
it
like a
does
mini
look
eggplant,
like an eggplant, yeah,
on the back of it where you put the water in it.
You just gave me an idea.
Oh hell,
I need to make a gun that looks like that. That is real, so that no just, one knows.
Just spray paint it black. I don't know.
No, just spray paint it that color and put like some kind of ridiculous thing on, like a Glock 19.
This,
or
the shape
something.
Of this thing absolutely like looks like something that would be Nickelodeon branded.
Completely.
Even if you spray painted it black, you'd still be like, okay, but it's so cartoony.
It's a little too, I don't know, bulbous.
It's very bulbous.
That or hear me out here, it would be a modded weapon on Modern Warfare.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like
exactly.
something from Halo.
Yeah.
It really looks like something from Halo. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the Halo gun that shoots the...
The plasma gun or something?
That it's like the purple things. Uh-huh. Really fast. I don't know.
I played Halo, but I didn't.
I don't remember.
I didn't commit that much.
Matt,
it's been a lifetime ago.
Matt is like dying right now. If he's listening,
this you assholes.
Yeah, because he's like
22-year-old me is somehow listening and is like, you bitch, you know the name of this.
Oh my God.
So, all right, the title of this article gets me because you will not guess his punishment. His punishment is outrageous. Right. Man who robbed taco truck with water gun gets life sentence commuted after 40 years.
He's out good. He only served 40
what?
Years. That's nice.
This happened in, like I said, we went to the year 1981, right?
What?
He is just now getting out.
He's been in prison longer than any of us have been alive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
for this Nickelodeon Nerf gun.
Yeah. We can probably all agree that a functional justice system should be based on...
Did you see how much money he stole?
Yes, yes. I'll get there.
Okay, okay.
Should be based on proportional punishment. For most parts,
I didn't drink
things
enough.
Luckily work out more or less as they should. Sometimes, though, the scale of justice, and I'm reading verbatim from Odie, sometimes, though, the scale of justice tips the wrong way. We can all probably recall at least a couple of cases where someone who committed serious crimes got away with a slap on the wrist.
O.J. Simpson. Right? Like, Casey Anthony. Didn't get anything.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Cosby.
I mean, just off the top of our heads here. Just
mm-hmm. riffing. Do we need mm-hmm. to keep going?
What doesn't get talked about often, though? I mean, he did get...
Yeah, I was going to say, he got suicided.
Well, so. He didn't have to serve a very long term.
Yeah, well, what does...
Very true. Very
he's
true.
Getting ass raped by Hitler.
Oh, God. No.
Okay, so I'm thinking of the movie Little Nicky, where he's in Hitler's in hell and he's got to get a pineapple shoved up his ass as a punishment.
Yeah.
God. Dressed as a maid.
So I'm going to be completely honest. Know the movie, never seen it.
I think I watched half of it and was like, this movie blows.
It's fucking hilarious. All right. What doesn't get talked about often, though, is when things swing in the opposite direction, and that's what happened to this gentleman. Uh-huh. So, like I said, in 1981, now 70-year-old, he robbed Senor Bob's Taco Hut in Port Smith.
Oh, my God.
During the robbery, he waved a toy water gun at then 17-year-old cashier Dennis Schlutterman.
Yep.
Okay. Guess how much money he stole, Daniel. Just
fuck, man.
For him to get a life sentence.
I honestly, I'm going to say like $57.
Well, you need to go a little bit higher. It was $264. That's not even a felony. Like if you, in order for you to rob a store or like steal something from a store and be considered a felony, it's got to be over $500.
Okay.
Okay.
In today's money, that's $781.
But it's, he got.
I know. I'm just
sentenced in 81. So,
and this is my question. I think he should have gone to prison for, and the only reason that I say that is because of his intent.
Yes.
And even though the gun wasn't real, okay. Yes, the gun very much doesn't look real, but
I'm surprised the 17-year-old wasn't like, I was using that at the pool this weekend.
Right?
It's what? Still, I get it. It's still robbery.
I agree. Like a fucking life sentence, and you said commuted at 40, mm-hmm. right? That is completely and utterly ridiculous. So
this next part says now.
Not going to argue that.
It says now what you would consider an appropriate punishment for stealing a couple hundred bucks with a toy gun. Mm-hmm. Whatever you thought of, you probably didn't think he should spend the rest of his life in jail, did you? Well, that's what he got. In 1981, he was 29 years old. Then he was sentenced to life in prison for aggravated robbery in addition to being fined $15,000.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Once again, Tether Radio here to tell you that our justice system blows.
It's funny, no but argument. Fucked up at it, the same it is, time.
It's just...
It's funny because it's so ridiculous, but then you realize that this is a person whose livelihood was completely fucked for 40 years over holding up a taco truck with a bright orange toy gun.
Well, so, and this is the only thing that I, like, kind of jump to, that it's like, that was what he could come by.
Sure.
Do you think that he would have used, and I'm, like, literally just.
If he could get his hands on a real gun.
If he could get his hands on a real gun,
do you think
he would have used it? If they hadn't charged him, do you think that he would have escalated?
That's the problem. So. That's the problem, and I think that's one thing about the justice system that mm-hmm. we don't take into account.
Sure.
Is the fact that a lot of people go, well. Excuse me, what if? What if?
Oh, no, yeah. No, no. Oh, we could what if. What
focus happened. On yeah. the focus on the facts.
Yes.
What actually happened.
Okay, so and even the devil's advocate this. I don't know that that picture is the toy gun that he used. I don't know that it really clearly says that anywhere.
Right.
It's obviously implying that, but it could just be a stock photo or something. But for all we know, he had that under his shirt pointing it, and then that could be a gun, and you don't know. It could have been. Or he had a gun that was a toy gun but looked like a real gun, and they didn't. And I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and no, dude, we're just shooting the shit about this stuff. Yeah. Like bringing up things that it's like,
sure,
it is way way more complicated.
And here's where
we
get into a different part of the story. Sure. It goes into actually interviewing the victim.
I like that. I like that a lot. I just saw that.
And he says, according to Schulterman. Kestell didn't use violence and was about as civil as a robber as one can be, right? Quote:
He was a thoughtful Nazi. Yeah, right. Well, like
anyway,
he's quoted as saying, "I couldn't believe that he was still in jail." He said this in 2014, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So it goes on. Now the guy that was 17 at the time is 59 years old. Even appealed to the Arkansas governor. Mike to grant Kestell clemency at no avail. Even the current governor, Asa, what's up with these names?
I know, Asa dude. Hutchinson. They make them difficult to pronounce just for the sole reason that people won't pick up the stories.
Yeah. Even the new governor denied Kestell's previous clemency request in 2015. So, like, even the victim was like, dude.
Yeah.
He didn't hit anyone. Aggravated, like, you usually have to...
Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, I thought that...
Aggravated robber, you have to hit someone, okay. Right?
I thought that aggravated meant that you had a weapon, or you at least implied that you had a weapon. But I recently learned that in Tennessee, if you break into a home that someone lives in, even if they're not home, that is aggravated burglary. Just because someone lives in the house. Huh. I thought this was crazy, and I Googled it, and it was real.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because I thought aggravated always meant, has a weapon, or at least has a very strong implication that they have a weapon, like a threat of a weapon or something.
And
it's really confusing, and it's different state by state. So yeah. Like, who fucking knows?
Well, and this is just one of these things that I always try to take a step. Like, as soon as I want to make a statement, I want to take two steps back and be like, let's take a wider view of this kind of thing. Because it's like, he made a terrible decision.
Sure.
In my opinion. He used something that was not lethal in the fucking, yeah, obviously, at all. But it's, man, you're holding up, you know, I go back and forth because I'm like, all right, if it was my taco truck that was getting held up, sure, I'd want the fucking book thrown at him.
Sure.
Kind of thing. I'm trying to see it from both perspectives, kind of thing. So, you know,
and there's just more and more and more to the story once you get reading it.
Yeah.
So, his sentence was commuted on July 1st.
Okay.
So at the beginning of this month, but he's not quite out of jail yet. So get this.
Does anybody know, or can anyone define commuted? I don't know what that means.
They said your
they're like
over.
You're good.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Okay. So he's not quite out of prison yet, though. Hutchinson's clemency, which is the I believe it's the new governor or whatever. Hutchinson's clemency grant has triggered a 30-day public feedback period on Castile's case.
And do they have any reasoning behind that? Like,
so it says on August 1st, our next clemency release date. Uh-huh. If there are no negative developments, the proclamation of Castile's commutation will be issued, said Shaylin Sowers.
So they basically give 30 days for like people to come out and be like, I don't know, I don't
it's
think
been
he's 40 ready.
Fucking years, dude. I doubt anybody will come out and say.
I doubt many people are probably either alive.
The kid that was
cognizant.
17 is now 52 years old.
Yeah,
I'm 59. Sure. I'm sure. 50. Yeah, 59.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the owner of that fucking taco truck, if it's still in business, is dead.
It's his son or his grandson.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, come on.
I know that's. I mean, well, man, and this is. Our legal system, I feel like, has so many fucking holes. Literally, it is Swiss cheese.
We have been shitting on the legal system for like 4 weeks straight now.
Oh no, I realize that.
Are you new here?
No, I'm just saying.
It's been a lot longer than 4 weeks.
No.
This is my brand.
But this is the other thing. It should be rightfully shat upon.
Mm-hmm. It should be very much under a magnifying glass all the time. Like, just all
supreme
the time.
Scrutiny.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know? Because we have people that can afford law. This is what I view this as. We can have people that can afford lawyers that can find the fucking loopholes and everything.
Bill Cosby.
Thank you. And then we have people that cannot, this man,
yeah.
You know, that it's like, I mean, fuck, man, the amount of money that you have and that you can throw at legal cases should not have any bearing on the justice that you receive.
Exactly.
Period. Yep. You know, nope. I mean, it's, you know, and that's honestly, that's the long and the short
this
of it.
This happened
in
Arkansas. So. I'm really, because they don't show a picture of this man, but I'm.
If you Google his name, there's a bunch, and there's some pretty in-depth stories about him, too.
Yeah.
There's some pretty cool stuff. There's a story called Invisible Man on arctimes.com from 2014.
Hmm.
But apparently he's housed in Utah.
That's weird.
Yeah, at least at the time.
Maybe Arkansas prisons were overpopulated since they're arresting people and keeping them in prison for life for stupid shit.
Could be.
No shit.
You know, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. But this was a hidden gem for me because when I read it, I was like, holy fuck, are you serious right now? Like 40 fucking years? It's a life sentence for $200-something, $264 with a toy gun? Like,
So, and that's the thing is like, I
life,
agree.
Dude,
no,
child
I
molesters spend
I
less time
agree.
In prison
yeah,
than
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. But man, when you take it upon yourself, when you take it upon yourself to shit upon society's laws, mm-hmm. you're kind of throwing yourselves to the or yourself to the wolves, in my opinion.
I bet that DA either had an investment in that taco truck, or he or she were just having a bad day, and they were
he's like
fuck it.
He's like, have you Life. Fucking had their carnitas? Holy fucking shit. It's great. No, but it's one of these things that I agree that, like, man, when you step back and you're like, he gained nothing, like, very little was, well, not very little. I would say a taco truck, that would probably be a decent bit. But
in 81, but still, think about it, were taco trucks really big in 81?
No.
In Arkansas?
But we Arkansas, also have to say 81, $200, like, Allie was saying, $700 or something. You know? But it's also one of these things that it's like when you choose to say no. The laws that every other motherfucker around here are living by, fuck them.
Okay, so that's the perfect segue because I've got a story about people not following fucking laws
mm-hmm.
who are sovereign citizens. Hey-o. Here we are. I'm so glad you guys somehow didn't hear this story. And to the listeners, if you already heard it, I'm sorry, but how can I not cover this? This rules. Okay.
Yeah, we've been talking about sovereign citizens
for a while. I know very little. They have somehow only come across my table or whatever recently.
I will lightly touch on what the fuck a sovereign citizen is,
okay.
But that is a rabbit hole. And if you want to know more, I will throw more links in the newsletter. Because holy shit, like,
am I being detained?
Okay, so I'm gonna cover the story and then I'll get into what the fuck a sovereign citizen is.
Mm-hmm.
So, in Massachusetts, a couple of days ago, there was a heavily armed militia group that shut down a highway in a weird standoff.
Wait, sorry, where was this?
Massachusetts. Not Florida.
Wait, Massachusetts?
No. But also in Florida, there was a flock of pigeons that shut down a highway. So there was also that. Yeah,
So these dudes have a militia group called the Rise of the Moors, and they shut down a highway outside of Boston for more than 9 hours on Saturday. This is the Saturday the 3rd, so the day before the 4th of July. Probably pretty big traffic.
Yeah.
Also in a city like fucking Boston, right outside Boston, but still, okay. So,
in Massachusetts?
Yeah. Every time somebody says Boston, I think of that meme now. Stay wicked, five pot.
What?
When it comes to social distancing, Massachusetts
put a wicked bunch of, far apart? Yeah. I couldn't tell what you were saying.
Stay wicked, it's, five
it is
apart.
A thick fucking accent, yeah. Man.
Okay, so this group says on their site that they are Moorish Americans dedicated to educating new Moors and influencing our elders.
Moorish, what does that mean?
Moors, it's Moors, and
is it a genre of sovereign?
Well, they're not trying to be more off. They're trying to be more on.
Is it a brand?
No, it's
Moorish or lessish.
It's kind of a race. Okay. Like it's
what?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
If you Google it, there's a thing that says Northwest. No,
you just answered your own question.
What is it? No. Yes. Who's talking about
Northwestern
it?
African Muslim people of mixed Berber and Arab descent.
Oh, okay.
Berber. So,
like the carpet? Perfect.
Okay. And then you guys fucking say perfect.
Larry, we're splitting up. We can't hang out anymore.
Fuck.
This is too much. Okay, so anyway, I don't fucking know. So, the Moors. I think there was stuff about the Moors in, like...
It sounds familiar.
Like, old Sherlock Holmes, like, Hound of the Baskervilles and shit, mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why I know of it, because I saw it in, like...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
So, a state trooper in Massachusetts saw two cars on the side of I-95 at about 1:30 a.m. with their flashers on. They were trying to add gas to their tanks. So the officer stopped to assist and noticed that the men were wearing military gear and had a lot of guns. Trooper asked for driver's licenses and gun licenses, but the men allegedly refused to provide any and refused to put down their weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's where sovereign citizens come in.
Fuck.
Sovereign citizens.
Do we need a record scratch? No, I'm just kidding. Man.
So, one way I saw this explained.
Allie just literally, like,
I, like,
folded her
my
hands together.
And looked up at the ceiling to focus. Sovereign citizens think that they get to pick and choose what rules and laws apply to them.
Gotcha.
There's a really good explanation from an old Reddit post from 2 years ago.
Okay.
Where they basically say, like, these people think that they're smart and can outsmart the law by being like, actually, no, I don't believe in that law. And, like, that's not fucking how it
works. That's not how it works.
Just because you... No, didn't. My eyes are closed. Mm-mm. Doesn't exist. Mm-mm. Out of sight, out of mind.
So it's this whole thing where these... And they're basically like, nope, I've decided not to pay taxes because I don't believe in them. It's like... Yeah, so we have jail.
Yeah.
If you don't pay, or you can run for president. It's whatever.
I mean, same thing.
There's a lot of different factions of them, but from Wiki, it says that they're primarily American litigants. Litigants?
I don't know. Whatever. I've never seen that
legal
word.
Bros.
I know what you're
like
talking
litigation,
about.
Like litigation, but yeah. Commentators, tax protesters, and financial scheme promoters.
That sounds about
who
right.
See themselves as answerable only to their particular interpretations of the common law and not subject to any government statutes or proceedings.
They're basically like, I don't believe in your laws, but have you heard about Herbalife?
Yes. Okay, and they'll also be like, we don't have to have a driver's license because I don't believe in your... And so, like, on, like, the legal advice subreddit...
Yeah.
There will be a sovereign citizen that just shows up at someone's house, and they're like, I've decided this is my house. You have to fucking get out. It's mine. And they're like, I'm not... That... No.
Also, isn't that how Europeans colonized the United States?
Okay, well, it worked once. It worked a
so
lot.
So now we
got to
do it over and over again.
The problem is... We still have guns. Mm.
So also, there's like reports from the FBI calling sovereign citizens domestic terrorists and stuff. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yep.
And I think most of them are harmless idiots, but there are definitely ones that are not.
God, yeah.
So these guys, they live streamed some videos to their own YouTube page. I don't know if that's still up. I will check.
They are.
Are they?
Been
Thank
watching
you.
One.
Okay, good. Yeah. One of the dudes dressed in camo and is like, we're traveling with gas tanks to refuel our cars so we can avoid making unnecessary stops that might alert or alarm the public. By getting gas? It looks weirder to be gassing up on the side of the road at 1:30 in the morning.
Excuse me, sir. This is a self-serve station. You don't even have to have any kind of personal contact.
We don't want to alarm anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I use my fucking AK-47 to tap the buttons to type in my loyalty card.
I feel like these guys watched too much like Power Rangers growing up and decided that
they watched too much like Red
Mortal
Dawn.
Kombat
no, they watched Red Dawn too many times.
So this like member guy claimed that they didn't violate any laws because they were legally allowed to own guns in the state from which they traveled. That's not how gun laws work.
No. Also, if you're carrying across state lines, it's a federal crime.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it works.
He's also like, we asked the officers to explain what their probable cause was for a search, and that guy didn't have a cause. He's like, we don't intend to be hostile. We don't intend to be aggressive.
This is my question. When you get hostile and you get aggressive, it doesn't really matter what your intentions are.
He says, we're not anti-government. We're not anti-police. We're willing to give them any info they need. That way they can continue with our, we can continue with our peaceful journey. So a peaceful journey with heavily
They were
armed.
Wearing body armor.
Well, I probably missed this, but where are they going?
That's not your fucking business, Daniel. I'll tell you what. I don't know. It's just you. Like,
Oh, God. Oh, no. Allie's turned into a sovereign citizen.
Holy shit. Her dress is turning camo.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Is that body armor she's wearing under that dress with pockets?
Don't mind this toy gun. Don't even look at it. I got more.
40 years.
So it's a whole mess, and it's a whole thing.
Jeez,
and
dude.
It's... I'm just excited because you don't see sovereign citizen bullshit make big news. So as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, all my Reddit flags went off. And I was like, sovereign citizen, sovereign citizen.
So what ended up, I mean, did they have things confiscated? Did they, you know, and where was this? I'm so incredibly fucking outside of Boston. I'm so incredibly new to the sovereign citizen.
Daniel, like, I feel like you could be a sovereign citizen.
I could see it. I could. What? See it.
I could see with all your technology conspiracies and your
no, dude.
Yeah. You're not allowed to track me, and you're not allowed to put any mail in my mailbox.
I'm gonna
wait in the bushes, and when the mail person comes by, I'm like, I come out with a gun, and I'm
but
like,
but it's just
whoa.
Those Nerf discs, and you're just like, yeah. Blap, blap.
I don't consent to mail.
They're like, honestly, that's really annoying. Can you please stop shooting me?
And you're like, no. Blap.
Also, sir, why do you have a moat around your fucking mailbox? Seriously.
Don't worry about the alligators. They're friendly. They don't bite.
The mailman looks around. What alligators?
Sir, these are baby iguanas.
Yeah.
You see a lizard just crawl out of there.
So, a section...
He's trained. Don't move quickly around him. His tail is fucking brutal.
A section of I-95 was closed in both directions, and a shelter-in-place order was issued for residents in Wakefield and Redding. Large trucks were brought in to block the highway, and road spikes were deployed.
Wait, what? Is this by them or by the police?
No, this is police.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they kept engaging the suspects in conversation in an effort to de-escalate the situation and bring it to a peaceful end.
They're like, what we tried to do is we obviously knew that we were dealing with people of a lower intellect, so we just smothered them with
this
mad
This is very
limbs.
Surprising to me because the videos, I mean, there's an easy way to say it. It's black men.
Mm.
Right.
That's what the more so, thing is. Like, they're like...
Whatever, racist.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised they just didn't have like an all-out shootout.
True.
But it's probably because they were heavily weaponized and armored.
I mean, are you gonna instigate a shootout with people with rifles versus your sidearms?
So the cop that they talk, I'm sorry, the whoever the fuck this representative is, I'm too tired to roll back up and see. This spokesperson said. He was like, the men did not have gun licenses on them, and regardless, with or without licenses, Massachusetts does not allow unloaded or loaded guns to be carried on an interstate highway.
Wait,
yeah.
So you have to take back roads?
I don't know, I guess.
So there are some, if you actually look at some gun laws, specifically you get into New England and it gets hairy, carry kind of thing.
I know New York, you have to, especially New York City.
New Jersey's fucking shit, too.
You have to basically have a legit reason why you want to carry.
Which, in my opinion, is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. They were told that the men were on their way from Maine to Rhode Island for training.
Excuse me?
Training what? What are you training for?
To militarize yourself? Is that what you're doing?
Training, yeah. But at the same time,
are you
it's
going
like,
to an obstacle course, sir?
Man, you know, now we're getting into like Minority Report that it's like. We kind of are, man.
Yeah,
that it's like
trying to prevent.
Yeah, it's like, well, have you done anything? Well, no, I
no,
haven't
but you
done
will.
Anything. No, but I see you. I see it in your eye.
Yeah.
You know, and I just like, I don't trust. Okay. I think that we've established here that there's not a whole lot of trust in the police.
What?
Okay. Well, so, if yeah, that's man. The case, then these. And I'm going to say flim-flam.
Sure.
Laws that are in place that it's like, dude, it's like...
Yeah.
There's so many fucking holes that the people that are actually law-abiding citizens are the ones that fall prey to it.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah. But...
Okay. So I made a statement. Well, I posted a statement.
Wait, was this about this date?
No, no, I posted a statement last year about us needing a... I showed it to Allie today about us needing a new plague, and then COVID happened.
He posted it like a month before COVID.
Are you shitting
me? I posted
me?
It February 3rd of 2020, and then...
COVID really hit early March, like mid-March.
So basically,
Larry caused COVID.
He's working for the CCP.
I'm going on record saying that I think we probably need another revolution just to weed people out, you know.
I've been saying it.
I mean, let's fucking do it, dude. Let's go at it.
We're trying, dude. One podcast at a time.
Doing my best.
Oh, man.
No, I just think that there's a lot of stuff going on right now that is not getting any kind of...
It's like, can we do one thing first? Like, one thing at a time, please.
You know how the United States works.
The gates of hell are opening up in the Gulf of Mexico.
Dude, we have combined, you know, the devil and Sauron have fucked and produced who, like...
They set the ocean on fire.
Yes, and they're trying to put it out with water.
When the water is on fire.
Dude, I was
once again telling you guys to listen to The Dollop because there is an episode about the Cuyahoga River being on fire.
Holy shit, it is fantastic.
I saw this TikTok that was like, yeah, so the ocean's on fire. And it was like, why?
Ohio's just laughing.
And then, apparently there was a huge oil spill. So the ocean's on fire. The water's on fire. Yes, the water's on fire. So how are they putting it out?
Yeah.
They're spraying water on it. So they're spraying water on the water that's on fire. right?
No, there was a meme about that with that one boat that was like way too far away that was shooting water, not going anywhere near the fucking flames. It was awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man, there's honestly, I don't want a revolution to occur because
Speak for yourself. Nobody wants that, dude.
Everybody thinks they do. They don't want that.
I don't want war, but I do want change.
Yes.
I think that's most people.
Yes. I'll take either one. The problem is change can obviously go either way.
Sure.
So, but yeah, we are definitely not where we need to be. And honestly, I know that is a fucking completely cop-out whatever comment, but it's like, fuck, man. I know for a fact. Honestly,
started this sentence 8 times.
I know I have. This is the last time I'll start it.
Will it?
Did you say will it?
Will it be?
Good save. It's a good save.
So
I'm writing a sonnet. Okay, will it?
Will it be?
Will it be the last time?
I believe I can fly. No. I just think that I think that people need to focus more on themselves and their friends and their family and stuff instead of looking at the big picture right now. In my opinion, and I know that everybody's like, oh, you got to focus on the big picture, you know, to make whatever the larger things happen. But I think the larger things happen like they should happen when we focus on ourselves, kind of thing, you know. So it's like we just came out of 2020 that was very deleterious to all of us, period.
Sure.
And I think we need to focus on ourselves and like just keeping the rekindling friendships, making sure that we're connecting with family, making sure that we're I don't know. I'm not trying to get too fucking wholesome on
here.
But it's one of these things that I feel like, dude, if we are so plugged into everybody else, we fail to look at ourselves and like our immediate surroundings.
Yeah. I think they're both important. And I think that's difficult. You definitely have to take care of yourself and your people, and you know, but you do need to look at the bigger picture because like you're not the main character of life. And I know
I'm not saying self-centered,
not selfish, but
it's like if
get
you're
your own
helping
shit straight.
If you get your own shit straight,
then you can help others.
Exactly. Yeah. It's and honestly, this is a shit fucking example, but like when they tell you on a fucking plane when it's going down,
yeah,
whose mask do you fucking secure
yours
first?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah, yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then you help everybody else, man. And yeah, right now the United States has its fucking irons in so many fucking fires,
yeah,
that it's like, dude, maybe we should focus on ourselves for a little bit because we ain't doing too hot.
Yeah.
But yet, somehow we're the most inclusive country in the world.
Oh, hell.
Oh, my God. No, and honestly, I'll still take that argument, but we won't ramp that one back up.
Oh, fuck me. Speaking of fuck me.
Well, okay.
No. What?
Are you done?
I'm done.
Oh, okay.
What? No, you just said fuck you, and I yeah, was like,
speaking of fuck me. There was this, it never ceases to amaze me how prisoners get laid more than I do.
Okay, it's not always consensual. It is often not consensual.
You're looking at...
You might have wondered how I got here. My pants down at the local prison.
You're looking at a barren desert, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I don't care.
Oh my
I have
God.
Taken a vow of celibacy.
No, you haven't.
That started.
Dude, he is taking a couple steps toward incel status.
I was about to say, it's involuntary, and you know what that means.
Oh, yeah, I'm just too...
Dude, just come over and play some videos with me. Like, we'll kill some people on, like, Battlefield and shit, you know, and then you can go slay. Oh,
okay. God.
California correction.
I know, and I hope that you know that I use that term specifically.
Okay, so here it is. California correctional officer sentenced for depraved sex with inmates in view of other prisoners.
I love the word depraved.
Tina Gonzalez, 27, was busted after Fresno County Sheriff's Office workers received a tip that she was, engaging in fellatio with prisoners. And if you look...
Oh, little sucky
if
sucky.
You look at her picture, she's... She could use a little bit less makeup, but she's pretty, right?
All
right,
I'm gonna have to look now.
She is now serving jail time after having sex with an inmate while she was on the job and in front of other prisoners, according to local reports. Tina Gonzalez, 27, was busted after like I said earlier, after they received a tip about her relationship with a prisoner who was caught with a cell phone behind bars in 2019. Real quick tangent on that one.
Oh.
Have you ever...
Question.
Okay.
Prior to... This is not, like, even remotely close to the prison photo, right?
No. I think that's her selfie or something.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
No.
I was like... Okay.
So, anyway. I know that I've been on a TikTok binge here and then, and I come across on a live feed of prisoners...
Ben Kissel on last podcast has been talking about how he's watching a lot
what?
Of... I think there's like YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, how? How does that...
You tell me.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't think they're supposed to have cell phones, I think, in any prison, but they fucking do, so...
Her behavior was something, quote, something only a depraved mind can come up with, says Fresno's Assistant Sheriff Steve Mac.
Okay.
McComas.
I want to chime in right here and just say that when it comes to like legal definitions of like rape and assault, someone in a position of power, like a teacher over a student, even if the student is of age, it's like I think that's still like not okay because you're in a position of power.
Sure.
A prison guard, a prison employee is... She was a correctional officer.
Mm-hmm.
She is in a position of power, and like legally in the U.S., you can't fuck an inmate because they can't consent to someone in a position of power to them. Like, that is a thing.
Like, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Well,
I mean, that
it is way more often male guards and female prisoners.
Yes,
but
I've watched Orange is the New Black. Okay.
I haven't. Is it worth it?
It's pretty good.
Okay. Kind of.
It's overly dramatized, but it's pretty good.
She had been on the job. She had been on the job in 2016 and resigned a short time after authorities uncovered the scandal, which doesn't make sense. Gonzalez was accused of cutting a hole in her uniform to facilitate her inmate encounters with inmates, which they reported had within the view of 11 other prisoners.
So, you boys want a show?
So does that take Glory Hole to the next level?
Apparently she has shown no remorse. She continuously calls and has sexual explicit conversations with inmates in question and boasts about the crimes that she had carried out.
Yeah, I fucked him. So, I fucked him in front of all of them.
So she's a nympho. Huh? Period.
She
right?
got yeah. sentenced to 210 days behind bars. And
I mean, you
got to
get bored in prison. What sure. else can you do?
210 days in prison or in jail and 2 years of probation on felony charges of sexual activity by a detention facility employee with a consenting confined adult in possession of drugs or alcohol or an alcoholic beverage in a jail facility. So here's where we get to that, where you said that it's not consent. Mm-hmm. She was charged.
He can consent, but it's still not legal. Like, even if he consents, it's still, like, he can't technically consent.
It's like a boss fucking their, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's like a 30-year-old having a sexual relationship with a 14-year-old, and they're like, well, it was consensual. Like, no, it
that's
can't,
statutory
it can't really
rape.
Be.
Well, yeah. But yeah. time out. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
Unless
but,
you get parental consent, so you know no. it's still statutory rape, dude. You know?
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing about statutory
no,
rape.
No.
I'm just
You're laughing
no,
about the loopholes.
I'm laughing at Larry. Larry gives me these like goofy kind of like smiles as he tells me something that's grisly.
So a quick goog says that
it just says
you have to bring a little levity to the situation, man. It's so fucked up.
I'm toasting you, brother.
So a quick goog
says that
I refer to it as jugs.
Jugs. Soft G.
Let me see them jugs.
I feel like you were kind of coming on to me right there. I'm keeping my shirt on this episode.
Staff and inmate sex is illegal. In September of 2003, that's pretty fucking recent, the Congress passed the Prison Rape Elimination Act, which promoted zero-tolerance policy for inmate rape. It applies to all correctional facilities, including prison, jails, juvenile facilities, military, and Indian country facilities. That's a weird wording of that. And ICE facilities. Any sexual relationship between officials and inmates is criminalized because inmates cannot legally give consent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
So they're
even if a sexual act would have been considered consensual if it occurred outside of a prison, by statute, is criminal sexual abuse when it occurs inside a prison.
Hmm.
I stick by my, like, boss and subordinate, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, no, because it's one of these things that it's like, I mean, like.
Even if it's not illegal, it's gross.
Yes.
But it is illegal.
Yes, it's illegal and frowned upon.
Yeah. It says, the power imbalance between staff and prisoners vitiates the possibility of meaningful consent,
mm-hmm.
and the threat of punishment would deter prisoners from reporting sexual misconduct by staff.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
Sorry, Larry. Go back.
What?
Get back to your story.
Larry's like,
oh, no,
damn it.
I was done covering. I was done covering
okay.
that. It's just basically what I wanted to get into that was, you know, she was fucking prisoners in front of other prisoners. She only got 210 days.
Okay.
I feel like they went a little soft on her. Pun intended.
I don't know. Is that a big infraction kind of thing? Like,
yeah.
Well, I know it's illegal, but obviously in our legal system there, you know, you can have a gram of pot on you or
sure,
you can fucking
sure,
shoot
sure.
a person.
Yeah.
So, you know, I, that's what I'm kind of getting at is that it's like, okay, if she is an adult, yes, it is not legal for this to occur. The prison guard involved, or prison guards or whatever, they should be completely and utterly reprimanded and I would say fucking fired, you know, sure. Replaced.
Sure.
But it's also one of these things that it's like, what do you really do to her that it's like she opted into this?
I think she just has a fetish.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're, hey, we don't kink shame. We leave that up to Allie.
That's
so.
What I do.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's like, I don't know.
I got nada. How much time do we have left? Because I have some more.
Go on.
Oh. Okay.
Oof. So, yeah, we got plenty.
We go from prison guards fucking inmates to the fish that you eat.
Ooh.
Possibly getting you high because the fish themselves are getting high.
I'm listening.
Okay. Go on.
Did I do an okay job introducing that one?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Fish getting hooked on crystal meth because humans flush drugs down toilets, study says.
Hold up. Are we turning the friggin' frogs gay?
Turn the frogs gay!
Turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Dude, I'll tell you one thing. If there is one frog that I see with a fucking
Kermit?
Rhinestone butt plug in.
God.
Is it Kermit?
Kermit.
you were just talking in general. Okay. I wasn't following.
No, we were totally like, honestly, it was like two cross-eyed guys trying to hit the same target. Like,
what's that game called? Rochambeau?
Yes.
Yeah. I had no idea.
You never watched South Park, like when it first started?
No, it's been a while.
And they kick you in the nits. No. You have to squint like that when you say it. Nits.
Marine life consuming drugs that end up in waterways is affecting their behavior and causing them to suffer from withdrawal symptoms when the substance are removed, a new study has found.
So you get high on the fish and then you're like, hey, I need more of that fish.
The fish are getting high from drugs that are being flushed down toilets and going through the sewer system. Which, don't you think that it would be filtered out by the time that it got into the water?
You would think that, but like, I don't know, man.
I mean, in this economy, you know, with these cutbacks.
What, in this economy?
With these cutbacks, you know, I guess the public works is not working. I don't know. Fish are becoming drug addicts because they're getting hooked on crystal meth being flushed down the toilet by humans. It is changing their behavior, as I keep repeating this, but this article repeats itself.
Yeah.
Scientists say with drugs such as Prozac making marine life behavior braver, while illegal drugs can cause withdrawal symptoms when they are removed from the waterways. The shocking discovery was made after trout were exposed to methamphetamines, also known as crystal meth, levels commonly found in freshwater rivers. Holy fuck, I am staying out of rivers.
Right?
I do not want to become this meth
addict.
This is
like, yeah, rivers are canceled.
It's just breaking news.
Is that a show title? Rivers are canceled.
There are fears that it could have alarming evolutionary and ecological consequences in the wild. Lead author Dr. Pavel Horky.
Sure.
Of the Czech University of Life Science in Prague said drugs reward cravings by fish could overshadow natural rewards such as foraging or mating. So instead of fucking, these fish are just like running rampant because they're on crystal meth.
So it's basically, it's kind of like wildlife that gets fed like human food.
Uh-huh. And then they refuse to eat their natural trash cans and shit.
Yeah, dude. Which I, fuck. I had a, I had an article, fucking A. I'm so pissed. I'd apologize. This one was just a,
Anyway, the study published in the Journal of Experimental Biology found they became addicted to substances in water. So for 8 weeks, the trout were isolated in a tank of water laced with methamphetamine. This is a fucking study that was funded, by the way. Mind you, it was funded, okay? Yeah. So these scientists just got a bunch of fucking meth, right? Lined the fish tanks with them and then threw fish in there. And they were like, let's see what happens.
They're like, 3 grams for the fish, 2 grams for us.
The fish were then transferred to a freshwater tank and checked for withdrawal symptoms. Every other day, they were offered a choice between freshwater or water containing methamphetamines. If the fish had become addicted, they would seek the drug when it was available.
Wow, dude.
Yes, dude. And I mean, this article goes on and on and on about it, but that is ridiculous. That, I mean,
dude, well, it's like the rat study, I believe, with like cocaine or something. It's like, dude, the rat will stand there and pump that thing that it's like until it's dead.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't give a shit.
So
like,
think about the long-term effects of it to where we have fish that are addicted to crack. Not only do we have to worry about crackheads downtown asking us for fucking change, now we got to worry about crackhead fish?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make some fucking fish tacos and my tilapia is laced with fucking meth.
No, like, you're addicted to meth?
I know, it's like, honestly, no, but seriously, do you know where I can get any?
I ate a fish taco the other day, man. And I just cannot sleep. And I just have this.
I ate a fish taco and I cleaned the whole fucking house. I'll tell you what, it's so fucking clean.
Dude, you ever had fish tacos, man?
I don't know what I'm missing in my life, but I want it. I want it and I want it now. I don't know what it is. And it's driving me fucking crazy. I've been searching the internet. You see Charlie Day fucking in the background over here with this fucking point A to point B.
The yard and like,
by the way, did y'all ever crack that theory about Charlie Day's thing?
No,
where he searched for the name, because the whole episode was like he was working as a temp at the mailroom, right?
Yeah.
So he was searching for the word Faye and something else, whatever. So that's and he could not find anyone in the whole city that was named that, so he didn't know where this mail was going, right? That's the whole reason why he freaked the fuck out.
Gotcha.
Turns out, if you think back to it, he is dyslexic.
Oh shit!
He basically
can't read.
Not dyslexic. He's illiterate.
Yeah,
he's illiterate.
Oh, okay,
he's illiterate. So he was confusing that with the name Philadelphia. So of course he couldn't find it because he was reading the word Philadelphia the entire time. So just a little Always Sunny. It's a little Always Sunny sprinkled into meth.
We love some Always Sunny lore. God, I love Always Sunny.
Always Sunny is it is that show that just, it is our generation's, in my opinion, our generation's Seinfeld.
I was hoping you'd say Seinfeld.
So, so these fish, they suffered withdrawals during the first 4 days of being moved to the fresh water before selecting water containing drugs. In addition, an addicted fish were less active than trout that had never experienced drugs. So,
dude.
Whether illicit drugs alter fish behavior at levels increasingly observed in the surface water body or surface water bodies was unclear, said that Dr. Horky. I don't even think that's a real doctor.
Well, so, but this has actually been kind of an issue for a while that we talk about all of the. Metabolic products from the drugs that we take, that it's regardless of whether it's an antidepressant or like an illicit drug or whatever, man, you are peeing out metabolites, you're pooping out metabolites.
Yes.
And it's like, all of that's going to the same spot. And yeah, granted, we have some great filtration and like,
but do we? Because these fish are getting high.
Well, we do.
And the frogs are gay. I mean, come on.
So gay.
Frogs are so gay. Like,
could you imagine a junkie? Not to cut you off.
Yeah, no.
Could you imagine a junkie just going to your toilet, and like drinking your piss because you're on medication? And they just want to get their fix.
I've think people on meth do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Did they not...
they pick their scabs and...
Well, and they were...
They eat them to get more of that.
I believe it was... Awful. I think it was on fucking... I thought this was on Breaking Bad that, like, there were, like...
Yeah, yeah.
2 liters of urine that it's like... Yeah. You drink that when you can't get. Kind of
what?
Thing. Yeah, dude, because you piss the metabolites. And I could be wrong in regards to meth, but like I know there are drugs out there that you're pissing out metabolites that your body can still like utilize. And dude, when times get rough,
sometimes shit gets you tough, double filter your urine.
Yeah.
By drinking it.
Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm not refilling my beer can right now.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah, that's the levity that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I break the levity and tell you another weird crime story?
I thought you'd never ask.
Perfect. Okay, so to preface this, did you guys hear about this pro golfer in Georgia that got shot on a golf course?
You keep asking us that, and we both say no.
Okay, fine, but I hadn't asked you on the podcast.
Man.
Larry, quit telling our secrets.
Quit breaking the what?
The fourth wall.
Isn't it a third wall?
No. That is my specialty.
Larry just turned and visibly broke the fourth wall does not make for great
No,
video.
No, but it was great. It was great. I liked it.
Okay, so Mary sent me this a couple days ago, and this dude got shot on the golf course, and I was like, man, I wonder what the fuck happened. Didn't expect to find out what the fuck happened. Found out what the fuck happened.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, right.
So my man was 41, and he was killed because he witnessed a crime in progress because he came across a killer driving with 2 corpses in the back of his truck.
What?
You might be wondering how we got here.
Yeah, whoa. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
You have worn out all your records.
This record, this turntable is fucked over here. So,
also, of course, the unidentified gunman is on the run in Cobb County near Atlanta.
I worked hard on that record scratch, Damon. You saying that it sucks?
No. I'm just saying he's worn it out.
Oh, no, dude. I take something beautiful and I just fuck it up.
Same, man. Same.
No, honestly.
Ask all of my exes.
Yeah, I was going to say, ask my wife. Ask the old ball and chain downstairs.
Anyways.
So, this guy, the gunman, drove a white pickup truck on Saturday onto the green at this country club.
Damn.
A golf pro confronted him at the 10th hole, and the gunman shot him in the head and fled the scene. Larry, we are not laughing at the 10th hole. Have some respect, God. Larry.
Like, honestly, I thought that bodies had a max of like...
Guys!
1, 2... 3.
Wait, no.
We are not you fucking just pointed a belly button.
Two.
Belly button.
That is not a hole.
That is a hole.
It is sealed.
Anything
off.
Is a hole if you're brave enough.
Oh my God. Y'all, back to this. We are
ISO right there.
No. So, police got there and they found the bodies of a 76-year-old and I lost the age, but I think he was some like 40 something. In the bed of this pickup truck. And the truck belonged to one of the dead dudes, so, like, that didn't give him much.
Allie bringing her own levity, dude.
Just saying, like, you don't have a lot of clues.
It's like, they asked him what happened at the crime scene. There was no response.
Just crickets. So, he had an argument with a dude that was fishing on the golf course a few days before.
And that's all they got?
That's the only thing that they had. And I'm like, this guy sounds like he just, the poor dead guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like he just confronts people that are fucking off at the country club. So like.
Dude, this
quit
sounds,
being
this
so
sounds
fucking
like,
white. There you go.
Right?
Dude, this sounds like fucking Dewey off of like Scream.
First world problems. Okay, I was so close once to belonging to a country club. And this is shit that...
The fuck's wrong with you?
Dude, I just wanted... I don't know. Look, listen.
I'm white.
You're white?
I'm white. And I didn't...
But this is shit that country club people do. It's like... Yeah. They feel like they're within their country club boundaries.
Their microcosm.
They can confront anything, and then when shit gets real... Oh,
what do you think you're doing driving on my green? Think I'm murdering you, fucker.
Sir, this is a private club. Trucks are not allowed on the green. It's wet.
What?
God.
Yeah, well, you know, when you go to a golf course, I can't believe I'm explaining this to you. When you go to a golf course...
Dude, I don't golf.
There are certain times when you can drive on the green, and there are certain times when you can't.
Not in your truck.
No, not in your truck ever, but like in a golf cart.
Okay.
So when it's fairly wet, you can't drive on the green. You can't drive on the green because it'll fuck the grass up. And that grass is expensive as shit. Yep. So you got to drive on the side. And
on the track or whatever.
Yeah, designated lane. Yeah, the lane. Yeah. So yeah, I get that. But still, a fucking... This is a legit... let me look at it again. This is a legit, like, fucking F-250. Like,
it's a Chevy.
So it's like a fucking 2500. It's a big ass truck.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's
a diesel truck.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like he was targeted. He was just killed because he saw a crime happening.
Well, I mean, normally if I was a criminal, I'd probably want to tie up loose ends.
Yeah. I mean, I've got two dead bodies and you saw me. What's a third?
Right?
Right. Yeah, honestly.
And you think that golf courses don't have fucking cameras? Come on, dude. Seriously.
Out on the greens? I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Like on trees?
You know how much shit happens on golf courses, man?
No. Come on. Sounds boring.
Come on.
Wait, time out. I feel like Larry's got a story for us.
Oh, God.
Well, I watched a documentary once where...
I'm not an expert, but I did say it all. Right.
I watched a documentary once where the people golfing picked up the beer girl and things ensued.
Picked her up.
That's
as
not
in
a
like,
documentary, Larry.
Like physically?
No, and it's not a documentary.
Like physically?
Ah, okay. There was a little finger.
Talking
in
about porn, y'all.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Daniel, the fuck, catch up, dude.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, honestly,
Daniel is so out of it. He's doing his best, but he's like, "What planet are we on?"
No. I just picked up the beer girl. I didn't realize there was a fucking beer girl for golfing.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
They make hella money.
Wait, especially so they just like go events. Around and sell?
Yeah.
Yes, and they make so much off tips.
I've had friends
do they have to be female?
No. You have beer dudes, but like
you the won't girls, get tipped as well.
The girls
you don't have as much cleavage.
Have you seen my ass?
That's no, if you wear leggings, you'll do just fine.
No, I can open your beers with my butt cheeks.
Now when we said this was a relaxed fit episode, we meant ultra fucking relaxed because there's no format at this point.
God.
No.
Apologies.
I didn't really have much to wrap up that story. I mean, it is sad. Like, I'm it's so weird, but it is sad.
It sucks that dude completely was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. And that's what it comes down to, really.
Or I guess the right place at the wrong time.
I get, I usually want to say right place at the right time because it happened at the right time.
That's good luck. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
But right place at the wrong time.
Wrong place at the right time.
I feel like I don't want to give too many positives.
Wrong place, right time.
I think you just want to say wrong place, wrong time because like nothing went right for you.
Okay. Is that a double negative though?
It is, so that's fucky. So right? I don't know.
That's fucky.
Oh my God, did you just do like Trailer Park Boys?
I didn't. I just like saying fucky. I don't even like that dude.
I love Bubbles.
I know.
Have you watched that shit?
Yes, I haven't watched all of it, but yes,
I can
watched
see
enough.
The gif in my head. But
so, okay. Megan fucking loathes that show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I could see why.
I'm sure I would too.
I think it is absolutely hilarious. just because it's so fucking stupid.
It's redneck Canadians, dude.
But that's what it's supposed to be.
It's redneck. It's trailer park Canadians.
Yes. It's great.
I thought that was Letterkenny.
Fucking Ricky.
No, Letterkenny is more farm redneck.
I have never seen an episode of Letterkenny.
You need to.
What is that on?
Hulu.
Okay. I can manage that.
Anyway. It's ready for your tagline. I'm looking at the time.
I'm pulling my pants down.
I think we're at 2 hours now. Yeah. So
we did make it 2 hours. You might have wondered how we made it to 2 hours.
I am figuring out how to delete it.
I'm sorry. I just had to. Let me go ahead and get my nipple clamps out.
Oh, God.
No, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Well, I mean, shit, dude. If you'll hand me my fucking ponytail butt plug.
The gag ball is mine today. Okay.
Anywho, we are thanking you all for joining us.
Putting up with us for this kind of time.
Like, honestly, if you made it this far, like, honestly, give yourself a gold star.
I was about to say a gold star.
You just witnessed a train wreck in the making.
Yes, I assure you that next week will be... different.
Will it?
No.
Okay, different. That was a good saying.
Yeah, thank you. What is next week going to be?
Birthday week! Double birthday week!
your birthday? Yes!
It's both of us. Oh. Yeah!
What day? The day after?
Thursday. Oh, we're recording on my birthday.
Oh, shit. No. So next week is going to be an equal shit show.
Hell yeah.
But I promise that I'll actually have my shit together.
I will not promise that.
Allie gets a bye. Larry, you can also have a bye. I promise. I'll hold my.
Where are you saying that I'm not capable of carrying some? I carried this. What are you talking about?
You did.
No, honestly, I noticed that he was fiddling a lot with the bottom of his mic, so he's probably messing with the compressor.
Oh, fuck off. Here we go.
No, thank you guys so much for joining us for episode 157 of the Tether Radio Podcast. If you thought this episode was the best fucking thing that piped in your ear holes... Let me let you know where to send that mail.
Okay, I was wondering where you were going with that one.
No, honestly, constructive criticism, just criticism. Hell, hate mail. At this point, we love it.
Yeah.
We love to hate it. We hate to love it. Anyway,
we love to see it.
There you go. You can send all of that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on the Twitter sphere at @tether_radio. Instagram at @tether_radio.
Is that one a secret?
I'm almost there. No, I'm just kidding. Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. We've got the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. It is always a fucking just fantastic time to be had. So sign up for that. We've got Read with Tether coming up on the 22nd,
yes.
I believe. And that's gonna be a digital this week this time, right?
Yeah.
And we are reading North American Lake Monsters. Yes. I'll give the little shout out that I'm not gonna lie.
Did you finish it yet?
I haven't finished it. Okay. I'm in 85.
Okay. You're close. Yeah,
85%. It is. Keep reading. If you get one that is a stinker, apologies. There are plenty, it has been a roller coaster of emotions for me. And I'm not kidding, because it's one of these things that I'll read one and I'm like, what the fuck?
How many stories are there in it?
God, dude, I feel like a lot. I don't know specifically, but I want to say like 10, maybe?
Okay.
12?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just read a excuse me, just read a really good one. The actual North American, I think it was called North American Lake Monster, or yeah, I think so. Anyway, but there are some really good ones in there, and in my opinion, some, like I said, eh. But if nothing else, I'm really interested to have everybody else's takes, because it leaves it open-ended enough to where it's like, Megan literally read the first short story,
yeah,
and was like, this is what I thought, and I was like, whoa, I did not get that out of that. So it's one of these things that I'm really interested to hear everybody's takes on it. So,
man, do I have a little surprise for you.
Okay.
It's a TV series on Hulu.
Oh, shit. Guess who's going to watch it?
You have approximately, I don't know, like...
Math.
14 days. There you go.
I don't know how well it follows the book, but it's called Monsterland on Hulu, and okay, it's based on this short story collection.
So we can compare it.
Uh-huh. There's 8 episodes of that, but there's like 9 this. Stories in the book, so I don't know how well it follows
it.
God, it
seems like there's so many. Maybe I don't know. I'm a slow reader. Damn it.
Well, short story collections are wild, because, like, you just get into one, and then you're like, okay, this is over, and now this is a whole new one. So that's the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Overall, it has been good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just interested to have everybody else's take, because, like I said, I was getting something completely different than Megan.
Yeah.
And I love that. So, anywho. So we're doing the Read with Tether Facebook group, and that book club meetup is the 22nd of July, 8 p.m. We will put a little blurb link in there.
Yeah, I need to post something in the group too. But yeah, we'll also have the link when we're live that night too.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Rock and roll. We also have the Tether Radio newsletter that goes out. Allie is a dear and puts that together, and it is absolutely incredible. We'll have little... I think we're going to have the little squirt gun
from
this episode.
It's going to be in there. Daniel found a cool thing out for a run a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to throw a picture of that in there because it's really cool.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
So sign up for that, tetherradio.substack.com, or by going to our pinned tweet. We're not going to have an untethered this week just because...
we ran for 2 hours.
We ran for 2 hours plus...
What is this, a Joe Rogan podcast?
God, it really, like, honestly...
Next week, we got Post Malone on here, y'all. I'm sure you're tuning in.
Yes. My God. I'm just going to stop falling over myself and say... thank you all for tuning in for episode 157 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry, I guess. I'm having an existential crisis.
Oh, aren't we all?
But we're all thanking you for checking us out. And be sure to check out the next episode. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.